This is Suzanne Ito for ACLU.org. On Wednesday, March 5th, the Ector County School Board in Odessa, Texas, voted to approve a settlement of a lawsuit filed by the ACLU's Program on Freedom of Religion and Belief, challenging an unconstitutional curriculum being taught in public schools. The curriculum, developed by a national organization called the National Council on Bible Curriculum in Public Schools, is unconstitutional for a variety of reasons. Among them, the Bible course required students to give true or false answers to questions that should be matters of religious faith. According to the plaintiffs, the public school teachers sought to promote religious life lessons by having students memorize biblical passages and then discuss how the passages affected their lives. The course also presented an unbalanced view of American history that promoted specific religious beliefs that are in conflict with objective scholarly standards. The settlement, a clear victory for the ACLU, mandates that the curriculum not be used after the conclusion of the current school year, and that it not be used as a basis for the development of any Bible class that the Ector County School District might offer in the future. While it's certainly significant that students in Odessa will no longer be subjected to religious indoctrination by public school officials, the importance of this settlement extends far beyond the community of Odessa. The National Council on Bible Curriculum in Public Schools has been attempting to get public school districts across the country to adopt this unconstitutional curriculum. This settlement serves as a serious wake-up call for anyone considering the same curriculum. Dr. Jeremy Gunn, director of the ACLU's Program on Freedom of Religion and Belief, spoke with me on the phone about this week's victory from the program's office in Washington, D.C. Jeremy, what was it that prompted the ACLU to file a lawsuit in the first place challenging this curriculum?
Well, there was a couple of high schools in Odessa, Texas, that had decided to teach a version of the Bible that would be acceptable to some in a Sunday school context, but just didn't have any place at all in the public schools. And so we were approached by some parents in the community and asked to represent them to challenge the Bible course that was being taught. And it's important, I think, to understand that it's not that teaching the Bible would necessarily be unconstitutional in a public school, but if the Bible is being taught in a way to promote a particular religious belief, that would be unacceptable.
What are some of the most disturbing aspects of the curriculum from your perspective?
Well, the curriculum didn't attempt to be either objective or scholarly in the way that it was teaching about the Bible. Now, there are a lot of things where different religions have different points of view about the Bible, and that's understandable. It's largely a matter of faith on how people understand this. A good curriculum would have talked about the different forms of interpretation and the different ways of looking at it and how scholars understand it and how people from different religions would teach it or understand it. But this particular curriculum took a basically hard-line approach of what the Bible means, and they were going to teach it to the students. And among other things they did is they asked students questions that really would be based upon faith, and they asked them as if they were true and false answers, and that's unacceptable.
It seems like with this settlement, the ACLU achieved everything it set out to achieve when you filed the suit. Is this, in fact, an overwhelming victory for the ACLU?
Well, I'd say it's really an overwhelming victory for, in the first instance, the parents who brought the suit, who wanted to make sure that their public school was acting in accordance with the Constitution. So it was a victory for them. And I think, secondly, it was a victory for the Constitution and a victory for the way courses on the Bible should be taught in public schools. That if you're going to teach religion, which can be a very useful thing, it should be taught objectively to teach people about that. And of course, the ACLU were proud that we were involved in this case, along with our colleagues at the People for the American Way and the law firm Jenner and Block. So I think that we all had a victory, that this was a win from many different perspectives.
What are some of the most important aspects of the settlement?
Well, the key to this settlement is that the school district has agreed to stop teaching the course that we found to be unconstitutional. They set up a way of preparing a new curriculum to teach about the school, and they have promised that this new curriculum will comply with Texas law and the U.S. Constitution. And both of those require that the course be taught objectively and the teachers be fully prepared to teach this, so that we don't get a Sunday school teacher there, but we get somebody who is trained in biblical studies, and they promise that they will comply with Texas law and U.S. Constitution.
Beyond the community of Odessa, what are the national implications of the settlement?
Well, there is the particular curriculum that's being promoted by the organization called, that's a mouthful, the National Council on Bible Curriculum in Public Schools. And they've been promoting their rather rigid interpretation of the Bible across the country. And this is a clear setback to them. There's one court case in Florida from a few years ago, and now this case where they come to court and say they will never consent to not teaching this curriculum, and then they end up backing down from that when shown and when objective parties are shown the fact that it really is a particular religious viewpoint rather than an objective approach to teaching about the Bible.
Thanks for listening to this ACLU podcast. To learn more about this case, go to www.aclu.org/Bible in Public Schools.